the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, guys. This is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Adam, hello, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hey.
Welcome to Fix My Life. What in your life needs fixing, bro?
I have cheating ex-PTSD.
Oh, wow. You wrote, it says, hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. I'm currently experiencing a struggle due to the hurt my ex caused by cheating on me. I've recently been getting to know someone else, but I find myself constantly worried that something bad will happen again. This fear has led me to stop talking to this new person. Do you think I made a mistake, or should I continue to distance myself from her?
How long after you broke up with your ex did you meet this person?
I want to probably say about 6 months.
Okay.
Why'd your ex cheat?
Honestly, good question. I have no idea.
So when you asked her, what would she say?
So, like, there was, for an example, there was one time I asked her to, come to my family Thanksgiving and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then I find out that she said no, so she's going to spend it with her family. And then I find out a week later that she actually hung out with her ex-boyfriend.
Okay, these are all instances of the cheating, but why did she cheat?
I'm honestly wondering that too.
Okay.
So, like, did you guys have any problems in the relationship? Were there issues that you had been dealing with at all?
Well, we fought a little bit, but it wasn't like too major of a fight. Like, it was just like fighting over, like, oh, what are we doing today? Or, like, are we hanging out today? Type thing like that. But, like, other than that, I didn't see
like
any issues.
Small stuff?
With the
relationship. Really? Damn.
Yeah, so, it was just small things.
Oftentimes, when you've been cheated on and then you're hesitant to go into another relationship because you're worried that person's going to cheat on you, that is usually a result of either you being blamed for the cheating or you blaming yourself for the reason they cheated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it's your hang up, not to do with the ex. You sort of take that, you know, was I the reason she cheated, and am I going to be the reason I get cheated on again?
Yeah, that's probably what's going through my head right now.
Right.
What's the relationship like with this new girl? Like, is everything great? Like, no problems?
Yeah, everything was fine. We went on a couple dates and everything like that.
Yeah.
And we laughed. Like, every time we're together, we laugh. We let loose. We just be ourselves and everything. But then the thought starts coming back to my head. And I'm like, okay, maybe it's going to happen again. So
What thoughts come into your head?
The fact that she's just going to meet someone else and then go
because
behind
why?
My back
because
again.
Why? Because why? You're blaming yourself for something.
I don't know. Maybe I love too much and I give too much, and maybe that's kind of pushing
people away. Why do you think, you in your head, whether it's true or not, you're blaming yourself for this, and it's because of something you feel that you do, and you feel that maybe you're doing it again.
I honestly have no idea. Like, I try to see them as much as possible.
Yeah.
But then there is days where I'm kind of like annoyed at it, and I kind of just want my inner peace and kind of be myself. So maybe that's kind of why.
Do you feel that you're ready for a relationship right now?
I don't think you are, man.
I totally agree. I don't think I am either. So
why,
like,
the hell you mess with this new girl who's probably super nice and like wants to be with you, and you push her away? When you say to her, like, or when you start, as you said to us, distancing yourself from her, she obviously notices. I'm sure she asks questions. What do you tell her about why you're being so distant or why you can't see each other?
I just tell her that I'm kind of busy with, like, my family and everything like that.
Okay. So your sort of committal stance, and you're not willing to fully open up to her, and you're making excuses to be distant and not see her, you know what that's going to lead to, right?
Yeah.
What's it going to lead to?
Me not being with her and then her going behind my back again.
No, not her going behind your back, dude. That's not going behind your back.
You're not ready for a relationship.
Then tell her that, because if you start engaging with somebody and then you do all those things where you start acting super weird and she feels that you're making excuses not to see her, she doesn't know what the hell's going on. She's gonna go look for somebody who cares.
That's true. Yeah.
You need to grow up, man.
It's not behind your back when you're the one who isn't present.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't think you're ready to be in a relationship right now, bro.
Yeah, you're totally right.
But listen, you just take some time, but you got to stop blaming people for your reluctance.
Yeah.
All right, Adam.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, dude.
All right, buddy. Take care, man.
You too. I'll go in.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life on Kiss. And Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is,
got a problem you can't fix?
Roz and Mocha got you.
Hey, hello, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hi.
How are you today?
Well, my great aunt is being scammed.
Oh, your great aunt is being scammed. You wrote it says, "Hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. My great aunt is in her early 70s. Her husband passed away 2 years ago. She recently started talking to our family about her new online boyfriend. Wow. Upon sharing further details about him, there were so many red flags. It's obviously a scammer. Our family has done our research and found warnings online about his dating profile being a scam. We even had a fraud specialist find the origin of his photos, which were stolen. We shared all of this with her. She's still in denial and believes him and is making all kinds of excuses. Now she's just mad at us."
Hmm. Has she sent this guy any money?
Well, she says not. Mm-hmm. But that's one of the red flags. You know, she says one of the things that she didn't find suspicious but was happy to share with us was that he wanted to retire next year and come visit her. And she said she would ask her bank about sponsoring him. And he said, no, don't tell your bank.
Oh my gosh. yeah, scam right there.
Yeah.
Where does he say he's from?
Argentina.
Oh, okay. No.
Yes, but the pictures that were found are from a man in Germany.
Okay.
So you presented all the evidence. Even still, like, what is her... Is it just because, like, she's just super lonely and this guy is this person, the scammer, is just giving her the attention that she's been looking for?
I think that's exactly it, yeah. And, you know, we give her the advice. You know, she doesn't have any children of her own, so we're kind of her go-to people. And when we present her with the evidence that we have, she tells him, and he always has an excuse. Like, when we found the website that warned about his dating profile, she's like, oh, yeah, he knows about that. His lawyer's on it. He's already been cleared of it.
No.
Yeah.
And then what about the pictures that appear, like, not they're not him, but they're from, like, some dude in Germany?
Yeah. So we sent her the guy's real name and his real pictures and all that, and she said that's not the same guy.
God.
Yeah.
And nobody else in the family has been, like, trying to convince her, and she just, like, does not listen to any of y'all?
Yeah. So we all have, but we were going nowhere. And it was kind of funny. Since I texted you guys, she went very quickly from denial and excuses to the very next morning texting almost all of us to say, I called it off. But we don't believe her. Mm-hmm. We think she just wants us to leave her alone.
Yeah. Probably. That's probably it.
Yeah.
So this guy, somebody on the other end of that account is saying really nice things to her. And she's lonely. And she doesn't care whether it's real or not, because in those moments, she gets a notification on her phone or her computer, and she goes and she checks her email or her Facebook, and somebody's there saying really nice things and paying attention to her and making her feel like a human. And not and not alone. And you are willing to overlook all sorts of things to get those feelings. And the thing that you don't want to have is there's a part of you that knows it's fantasy, you don't want somebody to ruin that fantasy. But I don't think what she fully understands is just how cagey and good at this all those people are who do this.
Exactly. Yeah, she's not familiar with the dangers of the internet. This is new to her.
So how
like,
much?
What do you do? I mean, there's not much more outside of everything that you guys did. I hate to say this, but unfortunately, she's going to learn the hard way.
That's what we think. Yeah. Her sister, who is my grandmother, has said that from the start. She's like, just let her do her thing. You've tried. Like,
yeah.
But you don't want her, you don't want her to be broken homeless, though. You know, heartbroken. Yeah. Heartbroken is one thing, but heartbroken plus broken homeless is terrible. Yeah.
Could
right?
you involve like the authorities? Like, could a cop maybe show up and talk to her about it, or like a fraud specialist sit down with her? Somebody who isn't her family?
It's possible, yeah. Like, if we start to get more signs that she's definitely still talking to this guy, I think we'll have to go in that direction.
There's nothing there. Until something happens, the police are not going to show up and give your great aunt a talking to. Right,
yeah,
it doesn't happen that way. They're not preventative; they're reactive.
Or what about the fraud specialist that you said that you reached out to?
Yeah,
like, could that person talk to her?
Probably. Yeah, it's actually a family friend.
Oh.
But at first, we didn't want to tell her that's who we spoke to because we didn't want her to feel like we're like all talking about this behind her back, you know.
Yeah,
so we
just said
like we had someone look into it, but.
I think that you need to say, hey, listen, you know, communicating with somebody is great, and we're loving that you're having a great time and you met somebody, but just do us a favor. If ever it gets to the point of where money is involved, just let one of us know so we can help you through it. And then you're going to know, right? But I don't even think she's willing to do that. I think that at this point, it sounds like she's lying to you, saying that she called it off just to get you guys off her back, and she's going to do whatever the hell she wants.
Yep. Pretty much.
Right. Which, listen, I think maybe at some point when somebody's in their 70s and she has access to, well, she's probably just like on her pension and stuff like that, right?
Yeah. She does still work part time. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even still.
And no kids. Like, she's got money to work with here, right?
Yeah,
that's what's scary.
And I'm sure,
but you don't want her to lose all of it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And this guy knows all that too.
Yeah.
And I think some tough love is what's in order, because you all know it's a scam. And you know, in it's almost like intervention type time, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Does that help, Kay?
It does.
Yeah.
All right, girl. All the best. Sorry you're going through this.
Thank you. I love hearing your advice.
I love you too.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.
Bras and mochas fix my life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is,
got a problem you can't fix?
Bras and Mocha got you.
Tanya, hello. It's Bras and Mocha.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. Oh, man, I'm so excited to have you on Fix My Life. I cannot wait to hear the details as to why you are here. Tell everyone exactly why you are here.
Well, I had a falling out with a coworker.
Oh, damn, Tanya. You wrote, it says, hey, Razumoka, Fix My Life. I have a little bit of a problem with a coworker who was super nice to me and I was carpooling with. But then over the weekend, she's like a whole other person, being distant and saying, oh, I can't drive you anymore, even though we split the gas, and just completely ignorant. However, I did try talking to her and she didn't seem to want to come to any common ground. I find it all a bit childish. That's because of a small problem. You are going to be ignorant. What happened?
Yeah. Why do you think she don't want to carpool with you anymore?
Honestly, I have no idea what happened. I was like so shocked. I mean, I do know, and I ended up figuring out that her mom actually pays for everything. For her car, her insurance, etc. So I was like, is there something in relation to that? Like, did your mom say anything about it?
Okay. So you guys were carpooling together. Everything was cool.
Everything was great.
Like conversation was fine. Like you pitching in for gas and whatever else was all fine. Like, she never brought it up at all in the past.
Never brought it up. Cause like for me, I was just like, oh, you know, I don't want to take any favor from anyone either. So I used to, you know, give her coffee money, or I used to pay for the parking for the day, or I pay for gas, just to, you know, help out for every time she just drive me back home.
So what happened?
It was just convenient.
What happened from the last time you guys carpooled to when she then said, I don't want to do this anymore? What happened?
It was like so out of the blue. Like Friday we went home. It was great. Literally came back on Monday. Just wanted to reconfirm with her if Tuesday she's dropping me back home, and then she was just like, I don't know. And that was like the first time I heard that response from her, and I was just like, What?
Did you ask any of your coworkers? Do any of them know or suspect what's going on?
No, nothing. Like, it was like, everybody was like, oh, she's totally normal. Like, she was, you know, had nothing to say, like, only good things, whatever.
Have you ever said anything about the girl you carpool with?
No, never.
But you've never said anything about what was going on in that car or what was ever said in that car? You've never said any of it?
No, never.
And you never talk about carpooling with the other coworkers? You never say, hey, yeah, we go in together, that kind of thing?
Actually, no. We kept it a little bit low-key because there was another individual who was trying to carpool with her because they live in the exact same area, but yeah. She wasn't a fan of the other person, so we just kept it under the rug.
Did you have a conversation with that other person?
No, actually, I barely even talked to her because she's in a whole other department.
Do you think you got bumped for that other person, and maybe that other person is chipping in a little bit more for gas, a little bit more for insurance, maybe a little bit more for coffee, and she's just like earning some extra funds off of this next person?
Wouldn't blame her.
Yeah.
Wow. I have no idea. If you don't know anything as to what happened, but people are allowed to change their mind. Maybe she just didn't want it. Maybe she decided, you know what, this is a pain in my ass, and I don't want to tell you that it's a pain in my ass. Or maybe you talk too much. Maybe it's you.
Maybe it's me.
Maybe. I mean, it sounds like it's you.
Yeah. There's something about you that she just does not want to deal with,
like,
in the car
anymore. Too much perfume, you know, maybe you got BO, maybe you're not a good conversationalist, maybe you ask her too many questions, maybe you said one thing about somebody or something that really pissed her off. Who knows? But it sounds like it's you.
Wow. Well, you know, it's fine. It's a me problem.
I mean, it very much is a you problem. Now you got to get yourself to work.
Do you, so do you now, like, have a ride to work every day?
No, I usually drive from the occasion. Yeah. Like, that was a thing. Like, I don't mind driving at all myself. It was just, she literally bypasses my house whenever we go to work, like, straight up bypasses it. So even if she doesn't drop me or does drop me, it wouldn't make any difference to her route.
So here's what you need to do. First of all, you need to stand by your house and look out to see if she still drives by it every day. Or maybe she just changed her route on how to get there. But yeah, I need to know if she still drives right by your front door.
I do have a plot twist, though.
Oh, which is what?
So, literally as of yesterday, she completely was a whole other person again and was like, hey, how are you, Tanya? Good morning. Like, totally acted like everything was normal.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what did you do?
I acted the same back.
So you just pretended that this doesn't exist?
Exactly.
Go with that.
Yeah. What do you need us for?
Yeah, go with that. Yeah, continue on that way.
Yeah, your life is fine, Tanya. You're good.
Well, I still need, you know, a ride. Who doesn't like to save gas? But anyways. Wow.
I mean, you got to figure that's a you problem.
Yeah, that's not a fix my life.
Yeah.
That's you fix your own damn life, Tanya.
All right, guys.
All right, cool. All right, thanks. Thanks for chatting today.
All right, thank you guys. Have a great day.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life on KISS.
Tanit, hello. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show. How's it going?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. You got some drama in your life, huh?
Yes.
What happened?
Oh my God, some guys just can't take a hint, Mocha.
Oh, wow. You wrote a sis, Tanit. Hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. I can't seem to get through to this guy. We were in a relationship for almost a year, and then I broke it off because he was emotionally very immature and thought he owned me and that I owed him physical intimacy. I made the mistake of wishing him a happy birthday via email after several months of not talking to him, and then he showed up at my house with Christmas gifts for my daughters and Chanel perfume for me. I told him we can't accept the gifts, but he wouldn't take no for an answer. He says he loves me. Mm-hmm. I'm a people pleaser and try to not hurt anyone's feelings, but I need to get him out of my life.
Mm. Did you keep the Chanel?
Yes.
Do you currently wear the Chanel?
I don't wear it, no. But I did try to give it back to him. He wouldn't take it back.
If you wanted him out of your life, why did you bring him back into your life?
Yeah.
I know.
After several months, Tanit, he probably looked at that as like, okay, the door is open.
Yeah.
And then you literally opened the door when he knocked.
Yeah.
He showed up at your place.
Like you hadn't, when you broke up to when you texted him happy birthday, how long had it been since you guys talked?
The last time we talked was literally, so last year. So last March. Then his birthday was in November.
Okay. So what is that? Like
8 months.
8 months.
Oh my God. Okay. Neat.
So he was out of your life for 8 months. You were happy. You were over it. That guy, no more drama, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you invited him back into your life.
I guess I did.
This is not why don't some guys take a hint. He took the hint and he showed up.
And now he took another hint as, so you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah.
Because you emailed him for his birthday. Tanit! Okay, so is he still texting you? Is he still trying to reach out? Is he still trying to call you? Is he showing up at your place?
Well, the last, I guess, conversation, not really, because he's really bad at communicating, but he is kind of giving me the cold shoulder, which is good for me because I feel like I could kind of try to get out of this. But he wanted to, like, he just can't take no for an answer. So he's giving me the cold shoulder because I wouldn't basically.
Okay. Listen, I have to correct you again.
Yes?
You have to drop this whole he won't take no for an answer thing.
Okay.
This
because
is,
no
this,
was the
this
answer
you.
8 months ago until you then, or almost a year ago now, until you then
dropped him a line and wished him happy birthday and invited him back into your life.
Tanit, I think, here's what I think. If he were to reach out again, text or call you or show up at your place, if you're just straight up honest, listen, there's no relationship here. There's no chance whatsoever. Like, we are on separate paths, right? Like, I reached out to you for your birthday, was just to wish you happy birthday. That's it. But there is no future for you and I. So this is over. Like, this is it. Last conversation we are ever, ever, ever going to have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then right after this call, we're going to call your ex-boyfriend. And I'm sure he would want to know why his ex keeps playing games. You were in the clear.
Yeah.
Okay. So now you got to clean up your mess, not his. Your mess, and you got to be straight up. You got to be blunt, as compassionate as you want, but you got to get your point across. And you can't just say, "Oh my God, well now he's ignoring me." So whew, that leaves me of all responsibility and stress. So I'm just going to go along with this. No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And I think you have to be extra careful because you have kids, right?
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
Yes. Yes. So I know you think that this is about a guy who can't take no for an answer, but it's really not.
Mm-hmm.
You screwed up, Tanit.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, single parenthood can get lonely sometimes. So
oh my God. Do you want this guy back in your life?
No.
Do you
like the attention
he's giving?
I think I do like some attention.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
Tanit. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Go throw that Chanel perfume away.
Yeah, stop wearing it.
I haven't worn it yet.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Did you spray a little bit like on your wrist just to see what it smells like?
I sprayed it in the air, but not on my body.
Tanit! Damn it, Tanit!
Stop it.
Stop, you're doing this to yourself.
Yeah. Okay, go and be an adult.
Okay.
All the best.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye, love. Yo, go sell that perfume on like Marketplace or something.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Right? You mix an extra bucks.
Okay.
A full bottle.
Yeah.
Right? Like how much you think that bottle's worth? Like one something?
I think it's like $150.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
An even $100. You're good. That's a tank of gas right there. All right, Tanit, you know what to do. Love you. Thank you for reaching out. Thank you for listening. Have a good day.
Thank you, you too. I love you guys.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on KISS 92.5,
KISS925.com,
or download the KISS 92.5 app.